Now we're going to take you to the mountains of Colorado, where the trails are beautiful, but for those with a disability, hiking can be difficult. One state park in Colorado has been working to fix that. Emma Vandenhainde of the Mountain West News Bureau takes us on a hike with some new technology.
After some snow hit Staunton State Park in Colorado, it's not the easiest terrain for a morning hike. But between the snowy conifers, Lisa Willman is trekking along with some park volunteers along the Dines Meadow Trail.
Well, I have my traction devices. Are you guys good?
I need to get mine. Shoot.
She's a little adventurous when it comes to snow piles.
Is there room to go
between?
Yeah, is there room to go between? Yeah.
Yeah, you can go either up over the top or I'd say go around.
But Willman is ready for it with some help from a motorized wheelchair provided by the park. But this isn't your average wheelchair. With triangular treads, an all-black exterior, and a weight over 400 pounds, it's industrial.
So they almost look like mini tanks. So they have the suspension on the wheels that help the chairs climb and go up hills, go over rocks.
That's Kristen Waltz, the track chair program manager at Staunton. She looks for ways to make the chair more comfortable, from head straps to hydraulics.
That might not seem like a big deal, but for people that have maybe spinal cord injuries, a bumpy ride can maybe trigger an anxiety attack or thermoregulation issues. So the more updated the chairs, the better for us.
This chair allows people like Willman to hike again, something she hadn't done often since her motorcycle crash in 2014. She felt her life of adventure had stopped in its tracks.
You have to tell yourself at that time, well, you're lucky you get to do what you get to do, you know, and you live on those memories.
But that all changed when a volunteer brought a chair to the park. He was helping a person who was paralyzed get out into nature. He suggested that Willman should ride it too.
Just knowing that I could get on the chair and get out there was just such an awesome feeling. It's hard to even describe how good it makes you feel.
Those rides helped spark the idea for Staunton's program. After some fundraising efforts by the community, the program launched in the summer of 2017, free of charge. It's so popular, they've done over 1,500 trips, and more people are eager to try it.
By the time we get to that May 1st opening of our reservations, that first couple of weekends in June are booked almost as quick as possible.
That's Zach Taylor, the park manager at Staunton. People come from across the United States to try out one of the park's five chairs. Taylor says their faces are priceless.
We've seen them come back from their trips just soaking wet from the rain, just hairs all frazzled. But they're lit up. They're having a great time. They're smiling.
He wants to spread those smiles across Colorado. Staunton donated some of its old chairs to Ridgeway and Bar Lake, two other state parks. Other programs in the Mountain West hope to do the same. The Utah chapter of Disabled Outdoorsmen received some donated chairs to provide accessible hunting and fishing. Even for hikers who don't use the chair at Staunton, like Dale Cox, it elicits quite the reaction.
At first, when I saw it down the trail, I was like, hey, how are they getting this wheelchair up here? And then I saw the tracks on it, and I was like, that is amazing.
But the concept is still developing and faces barriers at some parks. A single chair costs $13,000, and each trip requires a volunteer to go with them. Still, Taylor believes the sky's the limit.
You shouldn't be limited to just what you physically can do, because there are resources out there that can help you with those opportunities to go experience what you may have before or have never experienced before.
And for an adventurer like Willman, those experiences never get old. She couldn't stop pointing out the wildlife on her hike.
Oh, do you see it? Right up there. See the little, it's a little Albert squirrel.
It's something she will always be grateful for.
You take it for granted, being able to just come out and do it. And when you can't, you have to depend on something like this, I think it makes you appreciate it even more.
She plans to keep using the chair to get out and explore what she couldn't before. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenhainde.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up.
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.